I want to thank Barry N. Moore, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, serving Central Virginia, for taking some time out during this busy time to talk with us. How are you?
I'm doing good today, Kat. Thanks so much for giving me this opportunity.
No, thank you. It's so important because there's so many questions. I mean, you know, travelers that have pre-planned trips, I mean, what do they do? Do they cancel them? How do they get their money back? I mean, what is the best advice you could give people?
Well, if you have a trip already scheduled and you need to cancel it or probably postpone it if you're lucky, I definitely would check with the cruise operators and the airlines. I go right to the source, Kat.
Okay.
And if you used a travel agent, that's what they're there for. Go right to the travel agent who helped put it together to see if they can help you untangle it as well.
Well, now, like with all the destinations that are on the list that you shouldn't travel to, I mean, it's kind of almost like, do you go? Do you not go? I mean, what do you think?
Well, I think right now the way it's this virus is going around the world, unless you absolutely had a bucket list trip you just could not miss, I would just cancel things for the time being.
Right.
I think it's better to be safe than sorry.
Yes.
That's what the CDC is advising, and all the rest of the government agencies, and that's certainly what the Better Business Bureau would advise. Be smart. If you don't have to travel, don't do it. And just pack it away and save it for another day.
Now, what about scams? Unfortunately, we deal with these things, you know, daily, but now it's ramped up. What kind of scams are you asking the public to watch out for?
Well, number one, watch out for the, quote, home test kits for coronavirus. They don't exist yet.
Yes.
We're getting regular reports across North America and the BBBs. That's still going around. They're getting it by email, by text, phone calls. If you want your coronavirus home test kit, you can mail the swab off here and there. It doesn't happen.
Nope.
Doesn't exist. And if you think you have coronavirus, you need to find the most local laboratory and go have yourself properly checked. There are enough labs out there, and the testing is really ramping up. But
yes.
So that's one thing. Number two, Buy your online face mask. We've got tons of face masks, state-of-the-art, N95s, which means that a face mask is such quality that it will stop 95% of the particulates.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of your higher rated, but very hard to get those face masks. I would caution anybody who's going on the internet to order face masks, no matter how pretty the site, to take a second look at that and maybe a third and fourth look.
Okay.
If it's not Amazon or one of the more reputable large deal, I would just stay away from it. So face mask deals, home test kit deals, these are some of the real cons that are going on right now. Be very careful about that. Do your research.
And if somebody has a question, they get a call or they just, you know, somebody comes to their door, I mean, they can check with you guys and see if it's real or not. You got to err on the side of caution these days, right?
Ah, Kat, I mean, don't do anything without a little bit of forethought. Unfortunately, tough times bring out a lot of good people helping others, and it also brings out a lot of bad people trying to steal from others.
Yes.
You don't want to be in the latter. You want to be in the former. So take your time to research anybody coming to the door. You can always go to BBB.org, and you can give us a call as well. You Google everything these days, so I would definitely check with the bureaus. Check with the CDC, Kat.
Okay.
The CDC has an outstanding website right now with coronavirus. Hard to beat it. Great information there. In Virginia, check with the Virginia Department of Health, VDHVirginia.gov. And also, you can go to UVA's great site, virginia.edu/coronavirus. What I'm saying is there's lots of really reputable sites. And if somebody knocks on the door and they need to sell you something or push a product on you, keep the door shut and verify who they are, number one. Number two, they shouldn't be coming up cold calling on your door either.
No.
I wouldn't open the door regardless.
This is such great advice, and I really, really appreciate you. Barry, just want you to stay safe, all of your coworkers, and you guys, we're going to get through this. We will get through it. But with information like this, it makes it a lot easier. So thank you.
Happy to help anytime, and thanks to all your listeners out there. You got a great show, and they should listen to these sort of shows for some good information.
Thank you, sir.